from John, praising God, giving glory to God, and from Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with the thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. A psalm of praise to the God of all creation. Praise to the Creator who continues to create. Our psalm lifts up our awareness of purpose by showing us how to praise God for all things. By praising God is to say we give God the glory for all God has given to us and continues to give to us today. By showing God's love to others in our actions of love for our neighbor, we praise God. By loving God with all our heart and soul and mind, we praise God. You see, by our actions of love, we are praising God. In our worship, in our joyful noise, in a kind word, or coming together as one people, we are sharing praise to the God who loves us. God doesn't need us to love him for himself, but for our brothers and sisters lost in the world. It is by loving our God that the psalmist tells us we are praising God. In our relationship with God is how we show others the kind of loving God they have. In our relationship with God, we can go in mission to the ends of the earth, teaching and praising God. During the pandemic, we reached across the globe to the ends of the earth with online communication. Now we continue to use those modes of communication to reach out. It is God's action that moves us in mission and walks with us in love. God came to us in the form of a man called Emmanuel, God with us, to show us his faithfulness in love. And according to John's Gospel, the first chapter, we hear John say in his confession of God in Christ, "For his faithfulness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." It is in Christ we are able to give our praise and glory to the Father. It is in Christ we see the open gate which leads us to God's salvation in eternal worship of the one true God who deserves all our praise and worship. We see God in Christ Jesus because Jesus is the open gate for all God's people. Amen. Let us pray. God of all praise and worship, we celebrate your love for your creation as we sing and make a joyful noise. Bring us together as one people singing and praising you, bringing all the glory for all we are and for all you have done for us in Christ our Lord. It is your actions of love that give us call to celebrate your grace. It is your grace that reminds us who opens the gate to your salvation for all your people. Come to us, open gate of Jesus Christ, in whom we pray. Amen.